Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, September 29th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of environmental and energy news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Q&A with Ian Frederick, Trade Commissioner of ProChile in Los Angeles. San Francisco will host the Chile Tech Tour 2025 from October 6 to 10. Where Chile's top innovators will connect with Bay Area investors and tech leaders during San Francisco Tech Week. Ian Frederick, Trade Commissioner of ProChile in Los Angeles, will be in San Francisco to discuss the companies and why Chile is emerging as a serious player in the global startup scene. The vision behind the Chile Tech Tour 2025 is to position Chile as a rising global hub for technology and innovation, creating direct bridges between Chilean founders and U.S. investors. San Francisco was chosen as the host city due to its status as the heart of the global innovation economy. The tour aligns with San Francisco Tech Week by bringing high-growth international startups to the Bay Area, showcasing Chilean startups excelling in AI, sustainability, and future industries. The delegation includes companies in clean energy and climate tech, health and biotech, smart cities and AI, and food and lifestyle tech, all ready to expand into the U.S. market. These startups were selected for their scalability, innovation, and alignment with global market demands. Chile offers founders a highly educated talent pool, market access to over 3 billion consumers, robust funding and ecosystem support, and pro-innovation government policies. The biggest message for tech leaders is that Chile is an innovation economy, with founders ready to co-create the future in AI, sustainability, health, and smart cities, driving growth and impact globally. Terra Innovatum and Ameresco form strategic partnership to pursue public-private commercial opportunities for deploying solo micro-modular reactors in the U.S. and international markets. Terra Innovatum and Ameresco have formed a strategic partnership to deploy solo micro-modular reactors in the U.S. and international markets. This collaboration aims to deploy 50 solo reactors across federal and commercial sites. By leveraging Ameresco's expertise, they plan to identify siting opportunities and advance the commercial rollout of the solo reactor. Terra Innovatum CEO Alessandro Petruzzi expressed excitement about expanding their reach with Ameresco's support. The partnership will enable parallel deployment as they pursue government and private sector opportunities. Ameresco's president, Nicole Bulgarino, highlighted their focus on providing resilient energy infrastructure. Solo, conceptualized in 2018, offers CO2-free power solutions for various industries and applications, including medical research and cancer treatment. Powerbank CUN moves forward with three Nova Scotia community solar projects. Powerbank Corporation is moving forward with three community solar projects in Nova Scotia, located in Sydney, Brooklyn, and West Pepeswick. These projects are expected to generate a total of 14,369 megawatt hours of clean energy annually, equivalent to powering 1,140 homes. The projects could also reduce 10,058 tons of CO2 emissions per year, similar to taking 3,081 cars off the road. Lifetime savings for local communities are estimated at $6.95 million. Construction is scheduled to begin in spring 2026, pending interconnection results and financing. Powerbank, a leading developer of renewable energy projects, is focused on advancing distributed and community solar initiatives in Canada and the U.S. Solar Power Europe study suggests how to reshore solar production in Europe. Europe's solar industry could potentially compete with Chinese dominance if policymakers take action, as a study by Solar Power Europe and Fraunhofer ISE reveals. European-made solar modules cost only 14.5% more than Chinese imports, equating to 10.3 cents per watt. The key now is for policymakers to focus on reshoring solar production to Europe, a challenge that could redefine the industry's landscape. Companies like Powerbank Corporation, ORN, are already exploring opportunities in this evolving market. Tiny Gems, a specialized communications platform, provides access to a wide network of solutions for small and mid-cap companies looking to reach diverse markets and audiences. For more information, visit tinygems.com.
UGI upgrade project set to begin this week in South Abington Township. UGI Utilities, Inc. is set to begin a natural gas main replacement project in South Abington Township on Wednesday, October 1st. The upgrades are part of UGI's commitment to provide safe and reliable service, offering an opportunity for homes and businesses to convert to natural gas. The work will take place on Bailey Street, Grandview Street, and Leach Street, with construction scheduled Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Residents may experience road closures, detours, and parking restrictions, as well as interruptions to natural gas service. The project is expected to be completed by mid-November, with final paving and restoration to follow. To inquire about converting to natural gas, contact UGI at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.